dangerous. Beware, it's dangerous. There's gonna be one of us in a triple zone, because we're the pirate Optimus. To the west, to the east, gonna find my way and say the way all the way to one piece. Ahoy, and welcome back to Piecemeal. It's time for another X Marks the Spot, part 3.
Oh boy.
There's a lot of overarching mysteries that we need to keep in mind as we go forward, now that we're catching up to where One Piece is currently at. Not too much longer left.
Oh boy.
So many mysteries.
I'm so scared.
Every answer brings 5 new questions, like a Hydra we can never defeat.
This week I am joined by Jason,
Sanji's twin brother, Yanji,
Melissa,
Snake Luffy,
Dave.
If I eat Luffy, will I become a rubber man?
And Theo.
Big Mom has a musical ship.
I chose Joy.
Yeah, that's a good choice. That's an apt choice, I'd say.
I'm going down over my document now. I decided to do it live while we were recording this.
Yeah.
To go down and like cross out the ones where they've been paid off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at the front, I didn't do too much prep this time around. I just consulted with the Discord and then wrote down a list of just mysteries and topics that I just wanted to bring up again, and like as a group we can discuss them and just like collect everything that we know about them to this point.
Yep.
Okay.
And like last time I ended the episode with like, here's the X marks to look forward to for the immediate future. I can't do that next time or this time because it's the rest of them, because I don't know if we'll do another one before we catch up.
Whoa.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Huh.
But first, are there any new favorites that we have already crossed off?
That we have reached?
Yeah. After Dressrosa.
Oh!
Any payoffs you were excited to see?
How about, from Fishman Island, Straw Hat Vassals? How about those new Straw Hat Vassals we have?
How about it?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I was excited, you know, Usopp having 8,000 men.
Mm-hmm. We're getting close.
He's got 5,600 now.
All right.
Over halfway there, fuck.
I feel like I'm remembering Dressrosa just like on its own terms. I'm not really thinking of any particular X marks. Except for the fake one that wasn't actually what you were referring to. The Guernica one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Where, like, we found a better one.
Right.
We found a better thing for that X mark to mean that wasn't what you meant.
Yeah. I think my favorite thing that is an X mark going forward is the painting that everybody got turned into.
Oh, my
God.
It's
like, looking back at it, wild. This feels significant. There are
sure
a lot
does.
Of imagery that I've been told is important, and I don't know what it means.
Yeah. Oh, the eye fruit we finally got. The glare fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A classic.
Yeah.
Melissa's folly.
Yeah.
Pirates sure keep strange pets. Oh, God. You know what? This is my... I think this is my favorite example of this specific principle with X marks where there's no way to tell if it's significant or if it's just a gag.
Mm-hmm.
Real giraffes aren't like that.
I can't wait for you to know that one.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Oh.
I guess, are there any that you are really... I guess you already did this with your opening, but are there any that you're really, really looking forward to knowing the answer to?
The one I was contemplating using that I was most afraid of is... It's not like they can create humans from scratch.
Yeah. Oh, another one that's a really good example of that principle I just mentioned. The Space Pirates Jolly Roger.
Ooh.
Like, is that
with the elongated skull?
Yeah. Is that actually about something important, or is it just like a visual gag or like a visual motif or something?
I mean, we have seen one man in the Marines with an elongated skull.
That's true.
Yeah.
That guy with the really tall hair, which is actually a skull underneath.
Oh.
Right. How about, maybe he's from Tall Triangle Tall Land.
tall Triangle.
How about Abraham Lincoln?
Jesus. Oh, God. How about him?
Jesus fucking Christ.
Four score and when the fuck are we gonna meet him? Luffy is willing to sacrifice his arms.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I like that just Wano was an X mark at one point.
Yeah, what? Like
the first time we heard it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Weavers in Wano, that's interesting.
Yeah.
One of the X marks I copied over to my little potential lines document was just drop kicks. End of X mark.
That idiot Kaido. There it is.
That idiot Kaido. Also, it's a silly one, but I assume it's a silly one. God help us if it's not, but Killer loves spaghetti.
God help us.
I mean, we did already see the result of that one, I think.
Oh, it's that he eats it through his mask?
Yeah, he's eating it through his mask.
And I see.
Talking about attacking red-haired Shanks.
So, I'm still thinking...
I didn't have that one written down. I may have missed a week at some point.
I'm still thinking about Sanji.
It's a good thing to think about.
Especially with that fucking Zoe cliffhanger that I've been holding on to since late December.
Yeah, huh?
Yep. Since before Christmas.
Since before Christmas. And let me tell you, I'm looking back at Fishman Island and their X marks there. Mm-hmm. One of them being Sanji's blood type is really rare.
Mm.
Hey, Tyler.
Yeah.
Why did Sanji's wanted poster want him to be captured alive only?
Alive only.
Yeah.
Oh.
Huh.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
What's up?
That's the best explanation for that I've heard. They need his blood type for something. Like somebody needs someone with the same blood type needs a transfusion and they can't get it anywhere else.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Or, like, there's something about Sanji that's just, like, precious.
Yeah.
Like, in the
there's
way
there's something about
the
Sanji.
There's something about Sanji. What can I say?
There's something strange. And so, almost kind.
We're already getting into it. He is one of the things that Discord wanted to touch on, so let's just open it up now. What is everything that we know about Sanji so far?
Okay.
He was born in the North Blue.
Mm-hmm.
The first time we saw him, he was alone with no family on a ship full of adults.
Yeah, as an apprentice chef.
He was with Zeff, right.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't with Zeff. He was on like a rich people cruise ship.
Oh, right.
Orbit. Yes. And then they got shipwrecked or whatever.
And he was like, bleh, I don't want to eat other people's food. That's gross.
And then here come the black cutters.
And then trauma happened.
Yeah.
That was one of
the hardest man on the planet.
That was one of Matt's X marks back in the East Blue. Is hey, what's Sanji doing just alone on the apprenticed on a ship? He's like a kid. Like, what's he doing there?
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, why did he stay with Seth? Like, I assume he had parents that apprenticed him. Like, why not just go back to them?
Right.
Yeah.
What's the deal with that?
I remember him saying something about, like, oh, my parents didn't teach me no manners, or something like that. It was one of his, like...
Yeah, it was my
parents raised me wrong.
My parents raised me wrong.
Yeah, it was one of his cool guy lines.
And it felt like a cool guy line, but it's like,
interesting. Tell me more about your feelings about your parents.
He... is he's been referred to at least twice as a prince, either as a Mr. Prince or one of Idiot Kingdom.
Yeah, the Prince of Stupid Kingdom. The Prince of Stupid Kingdom, yes.
Yeah.
He can take an abnormal amount of punishment and also can catch his leg on fire.
Yeah.
He's abnormally strong for a human.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got crazy super strength. He can fucking water walk.
He's got twirly eyebrows.
Also extremely stealthy.
Ooh. Mm. Yeah, that one time they took a picture of him, it was just, like, black.
And he's always, like, the one that's sneaking away to do to disrupt something.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm.
And there,
there was someone who... I'm sorry, go ahead.
There was a... possibly unrelated, but every time I say that, it's related. There was an X mark of Zoro getting somewhere before Sanji. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, just the fact that that was an X mark. I don't know if that says more about Sanji or Zoro, or just it describes them both.
Right.
He's got just a lot of hang-ups around women.
Around women, gender stuff.
Boobs.
Uh-huh.
He was raised in a certain way.
And he's got, like, chivalry, and I remember one of the X marks was, if confronted with a fight to the death with a woman, he will choose death.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got, a real chivalry streak. And we had talked about this with one of our guests about French romanticism.
And yeah.
With how many,
right.
Of his moves are all in French.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that makes sense too, because so many cooking techniques are named in French.
Mm-hmm.
And also, evidently, we've been told that he is the crew's master of observation hockey. Like, that's what he specializes in.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, maybe not now with Usopp.
Usopp,
is climbing the ladder.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I remember someone, or it was either an SBS or something, referring to Sanji as a human devil fruit.
Yeah.
It was an SBS.
I think
Sanji
is a devil fruit.
Yeah, I would have said that in an SBS, which,
He's got those swirlies.
He does have swirlies on him.
Mm-hmm. And they're asymmetrical. He's always got one eye covered, and that's a motif.
Mm-hmm.
He smokes a lot.
Yes.
He does.
Yeah.
He does do that.
To the point that when he was in someone else's body, he still couldn't kick the habit. Like, he had he had to smoke as Nami.
And he's clearly in love with Zoro, and he won't admit it.
And he also gives off massive egg vibes.
Massive egg vibes. 100%.
With how fucking euphoric he is to have a woman's body.
Yep. And, like, how he idolizes women and, like, puts them on a pedestal and, like, doubles down on gender roles. It's like, no, I'm a man and I have to be a man. And that's just very relatable to, like, what I did with femininity before I figured myself out.
And also,
there's one way to be a woman and I'm it.
Yeah, I've often heard this.
And also, like, his, reluctance and revulsion in regards to the Kamabaka queendom because...
Oh, yeah.
Because it's... I see that as him seeing a people group performing femininity wrong to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
And, like, I am reluctant to admit it, but, like, I had a similar reaction to my first trans friend. Like, oh, you can't do that! Jason was on the receiving end of a very upset phone call.
Well, when I was a young homosexual... fresh in college, you know, I had thoughts, opinions, and notions about
Jay, when you when you started saying that, my brain filled in the thing from the beginning of the song, like the aborted song from the Lion King. When I was a young warthog.
When I was a young homosexual.
It still basically worked.
I watched too much Glee.
Timon and Pumbaa, it still works.
But yeah, you get this idea of like when you get these feelings, you see people in this group that you're now a part of, and you're like, no, you're not doing that right. I'm doing it right. Me.
I do know that most of you hate to do this, but I will ask anyway, just in case. Any guesses as where it's all going?
No.
I mean,
where does the Sanji Road lead to?
Like, I thought I knew for the longest time, and then Oda just kept not doing it. So I'm not really sure.
I'm afraid to say. I don't want to speak
some wiki poisoning.
I don't want to speak my ideas out into the world. I want to keep them tucked away in my brain where they're safe, and I can pretend like they never happened.
Hey, sure.
The road leads to the land of fanfiction.
Yeah. Hey, also, kids at home, did you know that on the Wikipedia, not like the One Piece Wiki, but like the regular Wikipedia,
just
the
regular ass Wikipedia.
Yeah, you can look and you can find Sanji's surname just for free on the One Piece One Piece page.
Oh God!
Oh.
So wow. Don't do that.
So don't do that. Thanks, guys.
Oh. Huh? He has a surname. Interesting.
Yeah. Curiously, he's been lacking one all this time.
Yeah.
I mean, like Nami doesn't have one.
Yeah, most characters don't have one.
Right, Zoro has one. Frankie, I don't know. Is Cuddy Flam two names or one name?
Hard to say.
Who else? Jinbei is just Jinbei. Mm-hmm. Nico Robin has one.
Well, his last name is Neutron. We've been over this.
Yes, thank you. I forgot. How could I have forgotten?
Jesus Christ.
Brooke? Does Brooke have a surname?
Not that we know.
No.
And Tony Chopper.
We know very little about his past, actually.
Yeah. He was a swordsman for a certain kingdom.
He was a raider for a certain kingdom.
Right.
Is what he said, I believe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all very interesting.
But Sanji, back to Sanji.
Yeah.
Yeah, any other Sanji notes? Because again, like I said, we are entering what was referred to as the Year of Sanji.
I mean,
at the time of its publication.
I guess I haven't been able to get a clear read on like whether people like where the Year of Sanji. Like, is the Year of Sanji a good thing or not? Like, I don't, like, people talk about Wano and all the crazy shit that's coming up as like this is awesome, like this is the best part of One Piece, but I can't tell. Like, that's what I try to get the that's what I try to like read the mood of like how you guys talk about stuff in the future, and I haven't been able to get a clear read on it.
I think it's because everyone, like the community, is pretty split on Sanji in general.
Sure.
That's fair.
Fair. So, I mean,
harder to get a consensus on it.
Yeah.
He's really divisive as a character.
Yeah. I've come around to loving him, but in like the way you love a really misbehaving cat, like
shit. Yeah.
And also like the way you love, like, you know, like a kid who is, you know, acting out in a bad way, and you know, the behavior is inexcusable, but like you understand that it comes from, you know, pain and
a place,
yeah,
or like a friend that like you want the best for and you enjoy spending time with, but is also a big fan of the Joe Rogan podcast.
Oh, Jesus,
and you just don't know how to breach that yet.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Unfortunately, I guess like if you were to say like, I guess I will answer like, where do you think it's all going? Unfortunately, the only answer I can make confidently is in the negative, which, like, not where you guys want it to go.
I know,
like,
yeah,
you guys
it's
have
like
been talking about, like,
I know,
and to be honest, the actual reason I say that is that like we don't talk about it much in the SBS because in the episodes because there's not much point, but a lot, like, repeatedly over and over in the SBS, Oda has made it clear like, no, that really actually is just who he is.
No,
like,
yeah.
He's not putting it on. He's not being convinced out of it. Like
horny.
The kind of dumb that dumb horny bullshit, like that is who he is.
Yeah.
And so like,
and that
I
think is an extension of like, you know, how Oda treats women in the, like, he makes really fascinating women, but in the end they sort of become like a resting place for boobs.
Yeah. It's better than some stories, but I'm not expecting any grand turnaround for Sanji in this respect, which I genuinely was for a while, because Oda had set the bar so fucking high.
Yeah.
like that's his problem.
Yeah, when we catch up, I'll definitely be looking for, like, you know, some good fan fiction.
Yeah. Again, it's so obvious, and that's fascinating. Like,
And like, it, you know, it's the same sort of thing that happened with Bon Clay. Like, you know, it's pretty clear that Bon Clay was meant to be like a joke of like, ah, look at this weird queer, but like wound up writing this really fascinating and well-written
and
expression of like queer joy.
Sanji complicates Bon Clay as a character. a lot. Like it really, truly, you know, never got any... Like, after the very beginning, I really, truly never got any bad vibes off of Bon Clay. Mm-hmm. But Sanji makes it weird. I guess it doesn't 100% overlap. I don't know. It's interesting. I have no idea where it's going. Not in any detail. So,
and I'm still baffled with, you know, getting the Kamabaka Queendom and then getting like the secret queer paradise inside Impel Down like a volume later.
Yeah.
Where it's we get a very like kind of very backwards look into queerness, transness, and then like less than a volume later, there's like, you know, gender forward queer utopia.
It's hard to square the two of them together.
Yeah,
it's really weird.
Close proximity too.
It all makes perfect sense now, to head. I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Oh yeah.
And I'll repeat what I've said many times, which is like, if he wasn't this person, he would not have created One Piece.
No, right.
And like. Mm-hmm. I think I probably have stronger feelings about this than a lot of people do, but I think that is very specific and very fixed. Not in the sense that people can't change or develop, but like if a person was even a little bit different, like I think that they are so different that they couldn't have created the art that they created.
Yeah, for me, it's like I don't wish he was different, but like I can take these little gems of like what is beautiful and take that as a springboard of like, oh, how can I incorporate this into the art that I want to make?
Yeah.
And not do what I don't like that Oda does. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Smile.
Oh boy.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for this to drop.
Like... You're never fully dressed without it.
I was not ready for that.
What's everything that we know about it so far?
It's an artificial devil fruit.
It's the name of the era. Mm-hmm.
According to Dofi.
Yeah.
He wants it to be the era of the smile.
Right, that was his declaration.
Mm-hmm.
Much like Ace declared the previous one,
Whitebeard.
Yeah. It's refined from this... or it's somehow... So somehow this substance that only Caesar knows how to make is involved in its manufacture.
And that substance is called SAD.
S-A-D.
Yes.
S-A-D.
And it's his own type. Like,
yeah.
It's pretty much it, isn't it?
Yeah. We know a smile is like a curve, and it's the shape of the moon sometimes, which is also the shape of Whitebeard's mustache.
And also a lot of people die with one on their face.
A lot of people with the name of D.
With the D, yes. Yes.
Which is also, if you're making an emoji, what you use in a smile.
Holy shit.
A big smile.
Oh my goodness.
So the reason that Doflamingo was the one producing the fruits is because he needed the Tontadas and their specialty...
Oh,
in, like botanical crafting.
Because they've got the green thumbs.
Yeah.
Okay. And they can make the fruit ripen.
So without their help and without the SAD, it's impossible to make this artificial fruit, evidently.
What I'm forgetting, what was it that made the fruit on Punk Hazard turn into a devil fruit? Do you remember? It was like the gas?
The axolotl died.
The axolotl died. Yeah.
So the fruit expressed itself again as something
else.
Yeah,
it regrew elsewhere on a different fruit.
Oh, okay. Oh, so a regular fruit became a devil fruit.
Yeah. Right.
Oh.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, indeed.
So did Blackbeard just, like, bring an apple to Whitebeard's corpse?
Maybe.
It would be really funny if whatever they did under that tarp was super lame. And like the really mundane, and like the reason that they put it under the tarp is that they want people to think it's like cool and epic and scary. Just like, now he brought an apple and put it next to him.
Mm-hmm. I do assume it is darkness related, because
yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
why else bring a tarp? But If it is just nothing, it would also be very funny.
It would be very funny, yeah.
So, we also heard briefly from Caesar about DNA in One Piece.
Oh, right? Yeah, lineage
factor. I was going to be BRB, factor, but I can't now. Yeah. God damn it.
Lineage factor, right?
Lineage factor, or also bloodline elements.
Okay. And was that used in making the artificial devil fruit that Momonosuke ate?
Presumably,
manipulating
yeah.
it would presumably have been part of it, yeah.
Yeah.
God, and I hope presumably, we don't get into a gene forge situation.
Presumably, it's also part of creating the artificial Zoans.
Yeah, with the SAP. Right.
So why call it Smile?
Yeah.
Just to be a dick.
Yeah, fair.
Maybe, honestly, the only way I can think of it is, like, branding. Would you like to eat a... I'm being fully serious. Would you like to eat a devil fruit where the sea becomes your enemy?
Smile.
You're making a deal with the devil. Or would you like a smile? Do we know if smile fruit users can't swim? Like, is it maybe...
Ooh, good question.
Mm-hmm. Is it maybe selling the concept of a devil fruit, the powers, but without the downsides?
Right.
And do the smile fruit users like get the full benefits of like a Zoan?
Right. Have we seen a smile yet?
Yeah, I don't know. Because I remember my first guess that was that Dellinger was a smile user.
Right.
But he just turned out to be a fishman hybrid, because I guess those exist.
Very, very dumb question. The dumbest question I've ever asked. Is it possible that there's a human smile fruit, and it's the Mona Lisa version. So it's the Mona Lisa.
Oh no!
Smile. I'll show myself out.
I don't think that question's as dumb as you think. Unfortunately,
Oda cannot be underestimated under any circumstances. And
I don't know. I mean, I'm guessing it's smile because. Is the idea that Doflamingo is manufacturing and distributing them, like, is it his business?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, he's a grinny little yuckster. He's a yucky boy.
He's the Joker.
He's the Joker, baby. So, like, this just is his calling card.
Mm-hmm.
Theo, do you want to take a pause?
Yes, please. Thank you. I'm back.
Welcome back.
And totally unrelated, but like, I thought I had another thought about like human fruits. And what if somebody that we know, say maybe Luffy, got so famous like in a folklore sense that he became a mythological figure? Would there potentially be a human fruit Luffy model?
A mythical Zoan type.
A mythical Zoan type of Monkey D. Luffy.
The Luffy fruit.
When does a man die?
When does a man become a myth?
Oh, we talk about
mythical devil fruits, but like, wait a minute.
Is there a Gold Roger fruit?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, wait a minute.
The pirate fruit.
Yeah.
Is that the One Piece?
Oh. I left my legend.
I left everything.
My fame, my power.
Well, fame, power.
That's the best guess I've heard so far.
Holy shit. I thought that was just a dumb pee thought.
Not on this podcast.
No.
There's nothing more appropriate to One Piece than solving the mystery while pissing.
That is very true.
I want to bring up a name that we heard and haven't heard again since that you may not have thought about for a while. Joy Boy.
Oh, I've thought about Joy Boy.
We have definitely thought about Joy Boy.
What do you think about Joy Boy?
That panel from Skypiea of the image of Luffy in the panel that Oda liked to draw with the big, big smile.
Big smile.
Very, very much smile.
And just the concept of laughter, also very intrinsic to One Piece.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody has unique laughs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is the chorus of Mink's Brew.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said last week, Tesoro, very focused on when and where people can smile and why.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
I guess, like, what does a smile belie versus what a laugh does?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a smile could be concealing, but a smile turns into a laugh, I think, when you're caught off guard by humor. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
And a smile can be defiant in the face of your circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can fake it till you make it. You can say, this sucks, but I'm going to choose to believe that, you know, my friends are out there on the ocean somewhere.
Do you think there's a joy boy fruit?
Oh, is he like a myth? Is he a legend? I mean, to us?
He
is legendary in the sense that he's spoken of on a poneglyph.
Yeah, because it was like, that was like an apology to Joy Boy, or like a letter to Joy Boy?
Yeah. That's what Robin read down in Fishman Island.
And that was something about, like, not having the boat ready?
Yeah, the Noah.
The Noah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, what's the deal with that? And like, it's supposed to be...
Oh my god, yeah.
Not moved until a certain time? What certain time?
Yeah, what the fuck is going on?
What the fuck is going on? And that was related to the previous Poseidon, right?
Yes.
So if Shirahoshi is back, if Poseidon is back, is Joy Boy back?
There's a lot of... That's tied up in a whole bunch of questions that I have are all wrapped around that same idea. That stuff we saw at the end of Fishman Island. Which, like... It's like Poseidon, which was the name of a previous fishman mermaid princess, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Poseidon is referred to in legend as one of the ancient weapons.
Mm-hmm. One of the three.
The Pluton seems to be relatively straightforward. I mean, we don't know what it is.
Right.
But yeah, in the sense that it had blueprints.
Seems like it's a boat. Right.
It had blueprints. We know that most. It's a weapon. It's a thing you could build. The Poseidon was a person.
Well, but the Pluton was also something that you could awaken.
Yes, but then, please, please, Theo, hold on a moment.
What about the Pluton's toughness and recovery speed?
what if you fed the Pluton a smile fruit? No,
fuck.
Mash
it in.
No, but the Pluton had blueprints. The Pruton Brewprints, as we referred to them at one point. But that was a rejected title. A rejected episode title. But Poseidon was a person.
Mm-hmm. With an ability.
Yes, but they still referred to them as a weapon.
With the ability.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's a joke for a very small number of people.
Use your ability. We just made two different jokes for two very small groups of people. Why was a person referred to as a weapon?
Yeah,
because I can think of destroy the world.
Sure, but why that's very odd phrasing. It's a very odd thing to say.
Well, I figure if I was queen of the Fishman Kingdom or whatever. And I had a princess that could destroy the world, and I wanted to, like, use her as leverage. I wouldn't want people to know that my killable daughter/weapon is
that's
the weapon.
Very true.
I'd want them to think
that's,
I had a gun.
Yeah, that's one. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. That's one very possible.
This is
meet
my gun.
Extremely killable daughter.
This is my gun. Her name is Daughter.
Do we have an episode title yet? my extremely killable daughter.
I haven't seen that reality show on MTV yet, but I heard it really picks up in the 7th season.
Wow. Unless Celestial Dragons would put that on. I don't know, yeah, like, that's just something, one thing I've been thinking about. Like, why was a person referred to in the same breath as something that had blueprints?
Right. And then what does that make Uranus?
Right, like, what could that possibly fucking
what
be?
What is Uranus? But,
yeah, god of what, the sky?
Yeah.
Yeah, god of the heavens. Which leads to another kind of question, like, who built all this ancient technology?
Mm-hmm.
Was it the Nameless Kingdom?
Right.
That was destroyed by the predecessors of the world government? Or was it someone that predated both?
Ooh.
Because, like, my gut says both. Because it was 800 years ago, like, God only knows how different the world was. Like, what,
right.
What was the other side like? Like, we have to remember, like, if the... Because it seems weird to me, because it's like, if these are remnants of the Nameless Kingdom, these unimaginably powerful weapons that can destroy the world, the predecessors of the world government beat them.
Yeah.
So what were they? So what were they capable of?
Yeah, and also,
and
like,
it's like, but like, if it's a legacy of something that predates both of them, you don't have to open that can of worms necessarily.
Mm-hmm. And like, if it was just that one Nameless Kingdom, why are the Poneglyphs all over the place?
Yeah, I mean, maybe because that kingdom was huge. Maybe it extended over huge parts of the world. Or, maybe. I don't know.
Do consider the places that we have found Poneglyphs, though.
I'm still thinking about that Poneglyph in Impel Down. I'm thinking about it.
We've seen one in Alabasta, hidden under the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Underground. We saw one on a sky island.
Mm-hmm.
It was technically above the sky island on another smaller cloud.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. The bell.
We saw one in Impel Down.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen one underwater at the bottom of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And O'Hara.
Yes, and O'Hara had one in the tree. Sorry.
Had. Definitely had. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's probably still there.
Yeah.
It's the only thing that's still there.
I can't imagine you could burn it.
Yeah.
It is a rock. You're right.
And now Jinbei has one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, at least there's one in good hands.
Yeah.
At least there's one in somebody's fucking inventory, I guess. Which is a wild thing to say. I mean, I'm seeing these Poneglyphs show up in distant places. In old places.
Yeah, old, mm-hmm. hard-to-reach places.
Yeah. Well,
it makes me think
because the one that Jinbei got was also in ruins.
Yeah.
Ruins, it was excavated.
It makes me think of, like, what Goldie Roger said of, like, you're going to have to travel the world to find it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, which we know Goldie Roger could read the Poneglyphs and write in Poneglyph.
Mm-hmm. Somehow.
Yeah.
Is the One Piece, like... Is the One Piece the Poneglyphs? Like, that's an important question. Is it not at the end, but it's all the pieces, and then maybe the One Piece is the cipher or the key that makes all the pieces fit together?
And
mm-hmm.
I still don't... There's still something I don't... I guess I talked about this before, and we debated it a little bit. I still don't get why this knowledge could matter, really.
Yeah,
I still don't understand how something that happened 800 years ago could really matter to people today. Like, it should matter. Right.
There's
but
an
I,
X-mark it, for that. Information is a weapon.
Yeah, but, like, the odds that you could get... Like, the Revolutionary Army is already doing pretty good, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
The odds that you could, like, really change things... by revealing some secret about the past that is so irrelevant to everyone now. Like, the... I don't know. I guess
I am a little disillusioned now that I think about it. Because, like, I think about times in recent history where there have been big reveals with political figures that have just done nothing.
Yeah. Nothing happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and it's... Like, information travels, but it doesn't travel that fast in the One Piece world.
And, like it travels, but, like, the people in power are still in power.
Right.
Like, you can hate them more, but they still can...
They still have Akainu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
what are they hiding that's so... that is so fragile to their operation that they're willing to buster call anybody who even thinks about it.
Yeah, that's one of my biggest standing out questions. Why does the government care so much about keeping this a secret?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's also possible that this is not actually that kind of story. But it is possible in the world of One Piece that if you could find out like what was done 800 years ago and it was
and
revealed,
put it in the newspaper
and it was revealed en masse to the world, that they would rise up. Maybe that is the case in the world of One Piece. I don't know.
Well, that's like, not this is a world where Usopp can tell a lie and it turns true. This is a world where anything a man can imagine is in fact part of reality. A physicist said that. It's true.
Which a physicist said.
Yeah, I don't know. It's it seems weird to me, but maybe it doesn't need to be.
This is a minor detail that I do just want to pepper in. But to your point about the revolutionaries, Dave, they were actually doing pretty poorly up until this point.
When? Like we really don't know very much about them. All told, like we know that. I'm thinking back. The first we heard of them was that CP9 was sent to assassinate some of their leaders.
Right.
And the mission, I don't remember if they said if it failed or not, but the mission was a mess.
Well, it was a mess because they killed way more than they were sent to kill.
Oh. Okay, yeah, that's basically what I remembered. And, that was basically it.
Right. Like, we've heard that there were several coups in Vera. We don't know where Vera is, but it was reported on in the East Blue.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lively kingdom when Noland was doing his thing.
Right.
Yeah. And then, like, after the Paramount War, it seems like the fighting has gotten much more intense and much more widespread. Mm-hmm. I don't recall hearing anything about, like, how well their war was going until the recent statement that they're doing pretty well with Doflamingo's operation taken down.
Right, exactly.
Well, let's also not forget, Luffy freed one of their big officers who was in Impel Down.
Indeed.
Yeah. He seemed to be in hiding anyway.
Yeah,
low.
It seemed like Iva was there on purpose. Or not, maybe not on purpose, but like wasn't trying all that hard to break out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it seemed, at least to me, from Dragon's recent statements about, like, now that this weapon smuggling ring has been smashed, we can finally, like, capitalize on some momentum. It seemed like they were, like, at least to this point, at a standstill in most of their operations.
Well, yeah, I mean, any war in this world is basically where there are powerful devil fruit users on both sides is basically a constant, you know, nuclear detent, or whatever, however you pronounce that.
It's funny, the only real, like, revolution that we've seen be happening is, I mean, before Dressrosa was the one that Crocodile was engineering in Alabasta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
true.
We didn't like that one.
That was bad. We didn't like it.
There's also Che Guevara's revolution.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Captain Gavru.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
God bless him, I think, maybe.
God bless his grandma.
Yes. More relevantly.
Yeah. somewhat related to, like, information being a weapon and information traveling, I wanted to talk about music.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
Was everything that we know about music in One Piece?
Big Mom has a musical ship.
Yeah.
I mean, first thing I think of is Binx's Brew.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There were the Rumbard pirates that wanted to bring smiles to children.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the good smiles and the kind we like.
Yeah. But what's up with that? Like, why be pirates? And that was before Goldie Roger. Like, so they were just doing their thing.
They were just, yeah, dudes being guys on a boat. Singing songs. Usually Binx's Brew.
Jesus fucking Christ. Just on a boat.
Yeah. Brooke has also said that music is power.
Mm-hmm.
He would, obviously.
Yeah.
Right.
But he has shown it to be true as well, because he is a bard and can hypnotize people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like anything that gives you easier access to hypnotism in this world is a super weapon.
Yeah, for like the most of the early parts of One Piece, like the main magic systems in this world were devil fruits and hypnotists.
Jesus Christ.
Anything man can imagine.
It's true.
What do we know about music? Like, Luffy was really adamant about getting a musician for a long time.
Yeah,
that's true.
Pirates have to sing.
Pirates have to sing.
What pirates do.
That's what they do.
Where did he get that idea? Does Shanks have a musician on his ship?
Probably.
Shanks was always... He learned from Shanks, anyway, that singing and partying is part of a pirate's life.
Well, yeah.
I mean, we know that, like, when the singing and partying happening, it eases tension, gives calm to the weary, you know what I mean?
And it forges bonds. Like, all of those Straw Hat vassals, like, they just were grooving at the party.
Yeah.
Just vibing.
Vibing, singing, dancing, having a good time. Mm-hmm. I mean, they do say that the one truly human bonding experience across all peoples of all nations is karaoke.
True.
That's one way to bring anybody together.
I read, don't quote me on this, I can't cite any sources, but I read somewhere on the internet that when you're singing together with someone, sometimes like your heartbeats can sync up.
Oh my goodness.
I think I suspect it's something to do with, like, you know, you're breathing at the same times.
Right.
But
yeah.
Again, I have done no science on this. Go ask a biologist.
Our voices as one. Our heartbeats as one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We are united.
One piece.
One piece.
There you go.
One piece of music.
Ooh, yeah, maybe it's just like a really great composition.
Ooh.
It's going to be the next summer's banger.
They open up the big treasure chest at the very end, and it's just Hang On, Sloopy.
That is a genuinely... That is an unironically compelling idea. What else is an X mark? A song heard across the furthest reaches of the sea.
Yeah.
The idea that they could discover a legendary song that would then be played by the King of the Pirates musician.
Do we get... Yeah, does this unlock the God song? What?
I heard there was a secret chord.
That Brooked played and praised the Lord.
Please, Daniel. Don't
Binx's,
do that.
Binx's Brew, the chapter was called The Song of Life.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. That X mark you just brought up was from Skypiea, which was the Golden Bell, the Light of Shandora.
Mm-hmm.
Skypiea has a heavy music motif going on.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That I haven't solved myself yet. The relevance thereof.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, all of... Enel and his minions are at least vaguely musician-shaped, we noted.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Musician-shaped. Also, like, we get the sound dials.
Oh, yeah, the tone dials.
The concept of repeating music, recording music.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a number of chapters, and even chapters that got the volume title, that are music terms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In Skypiea. Like, the Skypiea itself was almost framed as a concert.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Huh.
Huh. And it began when that traitorous hag Amazon effectively took our tickets at the door.
Oh my lord.
And, the final volume of Skypiea, when they finally leave Skypiea, was titled Love Song.
Ooh.
Mm.
Which is also taken from a chapter title.
You guys can't skip Skypiea.
What the
fuck? Over this. And you especially can't skip Foxy and the Davy Back Fire.
Essential content.
I'm not going to give any spoilers, but Film Red obviously very music heavy as well.
I've heard.
Oh, yeah, there's seen like anything about it.
There's a pop star person there.
Yeah, one of the main characters is basically a Vocaloid.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my lord.
And her name is literally Uta.
Yeah. What is the significance of that? I don't. It means sing.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right.
Or song. It's the same. Yeah. Because you verbify one or. Yeah.
Oh.
Verbify is a technical linguistic term.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
Yeah, verbify.
So I want to share one relevant lyric from the opening song of that movie.
Ooh.
Mm.
Sure.
Which is messages in song reach even further.
Ooh.
How do you make someone immortal? With the op-op fruit or by immortalizing them in a song that will be sung forever?
What is making someone into art called other than immortalizing them? Literally.
Right.
Literally, yeah.
Also, you know that sound travels further underwater.
Ooh.
Whatever that's worth.
Oh,
and
Christ.
You remember things so longer if you sing them.
Yeah.
And also let's not just forget song, but also forget the context of song in society, because when we think of pirate songs, we think shanties. We've got Binx's Brew, right? Mm-hmm. But like the only marine song we know is from Film Z, and it's this dirge, going to war and dying, with your buddies,
and Binx's Brew again predates. Roger, even.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know by how much, but Brooke knows it and is older than Gold Roger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If Gold Roger didn't get executed, he'd be Old Roger. Sorry.
Yeah, thank you. You should apologize. you're a criminal.
I'm a pirate.
Pirates don't play by the rules.
What's everything that we know about giants?
They big.
They are big.
We do know that.
Also, the military wants them.
Yeah.
So much so that they're willing to let someone experiment on children to get them.
Yeah. I don't think there's a huge mystery behind that. I think giants are good at violence. I think that's pretty strange.
Because big.
Yeah. But, giants are a thing.
Are people of varying sizes.
Yes, they were on Elbaf. They live a long time. Now there's like a new. What was it? Harrigan said
that he's starting up the giant pirates again. The crew,
the new giant pirates. Okay, that's what he was trying to.
Yeah,
He has five members right now.
Tired of waiting for Dory and Broggy to
come
it
back
out.
To
yeah.
sort it out.
Yeah.
Wrap it up, kids.
Yeah. But Saul also said that not all giants are like the ones in Elbaf.
Right.
So there are other giants. Ones. There are giants with the D name.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Both human fruits we've seen, their like big strong attacks are get big.
Yeah. Huh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Chopper and Buddha.
Hmm.
Yeah, and why does Chopper get big as like a deer?
Is bigness like a natural state for the world and humans are
natural gigantification was discussed.
That's an Oxmark, yeah.
That's something weird going on at Jaya.
Yeah, that was because things there the bugs were big and the birds were big and the plants were big.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Upper Yard, even bigger when it was up in the sky.
Hmm.
We didn't,
anything huge on the moon, did we?
No. Other than that underground city.
Yeah, which was big, but didn't look like it was full of
giants. Spaces were a little.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, those space pirates were kind of big, but not, like, big, big. Ors is big, but I don't know
That's
if he's
true.
A giant, because he's got those big horns. He's like other thing.
Yeah, there seems to be a delineation between Ors and modern giants.
And like where do folks like Wadatsumi and what's his name on Blackbeard's crew, the big wolf
San Juan Wolf.
San Juan
Wolf. Well, it seems like San Juan Wolf ate a devil fruit of some sort.
Yeah, he's right. Just
that he might just be big by accident.
Yeah,
he just ate the big fruit.
Unnatural big. Gigantification.
Big in the wrong way.
Yeah, oh, no. Thank you, Melissa.
But yeah, like what it to me. So gigantism doesn't it extends also to fishmen as well, possibly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are whales dolphin giants?
How deep does it go?
Well, but we've heard about a goldfish that's so big the poop was an island.
That's true.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
We even saw that goldfish and saw it get killed.
Oh, yeah. And then there's the Neptunians.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting that apparently humans do have the capacity to get big through science.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that it is a possibility, even if mm-hmm. it's not fully perfected yet.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, at any time Luffy does a Gear 3, it's referred to as, like, the Fist of the Giants or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He does get big.
Elephant gun. And Zoa, big elephant.
Yeah, big elephant.
Oh, very God, big. Yeah, that's true. It's very large elephant.
Are there other big island animals besides the goldfish poop? And, oh, there's island whales.
That's Laboon, yeah.
Yeah. Stuff's just big sometimes.
Sometimes stuff's just big.
And there's, like, you think about islands, and there's the Grand Line, the Red Line. But that's, we've heard that described as, like, a lot of islands put together.
Mm-hmm.
And we've heard mm-hmm. ores called the Continent Pillar, but there aren't really continents. There's just islands.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Were there continents before?
Well, there were, but they all got pulled.
Oh, no. Another.
Also, Shirahoshi really big.
She real
yeah,
big.
Why is she so big?
Real big. Is it, so big.
What fish? She was not connected to a fish that
she's
is...
She's a... No, she's a smelt.
Which is tiny, right?
Yeah.
Which might just typically. Be a joke.
If that it might is, just be the joke.
If it is, it's a very good joke.
It is a very yeah. good joke.
But also, what if she's big for another reason?
Well, like, right. her dad is big.
Yeah. She is bigger.
It's true.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
it's like, usually what, not did how that we works. Hear, or am I just assuming that the previous Poseidon was also big?
I think that can be the assumption. And that's... I do want to bring that up, because I was going to, and then I forgot.
Oh.
While we were talking about Poseidon. But this is something that... I forget if we have ever pointed it out. I know that Parvision has definitely pointed it out in his videos. Which is where I am remembering it from. But when we were learning about Fishman and Mer people lineage from... Tom's brother, and how they didn't look anything alike.
Yeah.
And in fact, we're like, Tom is a fish man, and his brother is a merman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they just intermingle that way.
Yeah.
And Den, his brother, was saying, like, if you see a fish person that is this, that just means they had that kind of fish person somewhere in their history, somewhere in their family history. Doesn't matter where, it's just a gene that can pop up again.
Mm-hmm.
So. Parvision assumes that maybe it is whatever this smelt gene is that determines Poseidon.
Hmm.
Huh.
Like, when that comes around again in A Mermaid Princess, that's why there's a Poseidon again.
Hmm.
Okay. And that's why it's separated by such long periods of time.
Right.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Also, yeah. Let me think about the Noah. Big ship.
Big ship.
Big.
Was that a ship meant for humans or a ship meant for giants? It's a ship, apparently, with chains in it designed to be pulled by Neptunians.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and also Neptunians are not only, like, sentient, but highly intelligent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's wild.
That's alarming.
Can communicate amongst each other.
Yeah.
And are still like, happy to, like, eat whatever crosses... the calm belt.
Yeah,
you know, why, whatever. It's cool.
Like, why? Did somebody tell them to do that, or are they just, like, chilling there?
I mean, I eat hamburgers.
Well, yeah, but, like, they could eat, I don't know, fish.
They probably do sure eat a lot do. Of fish. Like, if you...
I imagine they would have to.
If all you ever ate was fish in your whole life, and something else, you know, floated across your...
a delicacy.
Can you honestly say?
Not if it was a
who among
boat.
Us?
Like a piece of inanimate metal. Although, I don't know. I mean, I've seen toddlers.
Yeah, but with a gooey center.
Okay, you got me. Yeah.
It's a boat is just a candy bar with nougat to them.
It's like a coconut.
My. How many licks does it take to the center of this fucking yacht?
Of this frigate.
Of this marine battleship.
A one, a two,
a three.
Let's talk about Blackbeard, and specifically his target, which appears to be powerful devil fruits.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's he gonna do with all that power?
It's also interesting because ever since the time skip, we have been more than, like, I know we have learned about awakened devil fruits as well, mm-hmm. and they're still very relevant to the series, but we have learned an awful lot about Haki and how it can specifically counter devil fruits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Blackbeard seems really fixated on devil fruits still.
Yeah. I mean,
and I don't know if we know anything about his Haki.
If you had a fruit that allowed you to obtain the powers of more than one, I would be crazy about them too.
Well, yeah, sure. His devil fruit is sort of Haki adjacent in that it allows him to hit the real body of what's the devil fruit type?
The Firefire, or Logia.
Logia, thank you, yes.
That's very true, yeah.
Yeah, his Devil Fruit seems to operate like Haki, mm-hmm. even.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting, because when we were introduced to him, he sort of seems like a, you know, just like a big, nasty dummy with bad opinions on pie, but
hey, maybe
he's proven
really
himself
good.
To be like a really smart tactician and like making these really effective maneuvers within and around the world government.
Yeah.
And he had this dumbest boat, his raft. Why would you think that was a good
big,
idea?
Stupid raft.
I love his raft. Fuck all y'all.
Was that hang on, here's a question. Was that originally a giant's raft?
Oh. Hmm.
Because that's a raft to a big boy.
Those were big logs.
They were big logs.
They were.
Well, trees get big.
Big logs.
That's sometimes trees get big too, I guess. That's probably true.
Trees are allowed to get big.
There is an SBS detail about Blackbeard that we are going to read in two volumes.
Mm-hmm.
That I think would be interesting to talk about here.
Ooh.
Would you be all right with me sharing it?
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
because it's SBS, not plot.
Right.
Reveal. Yeah.
And it's two volumes.
Right. We'll learn it in volume 82. Mm-hmm. We learn all of the worst generation's favorite hobbies in the SBS.
Ooh, very exciting.
And Oda lists Blackbeard's favorite hobbies as gambling and studying history.
He was very sad in that one young guy's thing.
When drawn as a child, he seemed impoverished and sad at night.
What was he? I'm wondering if there's like an
crying
O'Hara
in the
connection.
Middle of the night.
Because if he's interested in studying history, why is he interested in studying history?
He does seem like a guy who knows more than he probably should.
Mm-hmm.
He waited like 10 years to get his hands on the darkness fruit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And like, it's where amazing. Did he learn about that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then had to kill the guy to get that fruit.
Yeah. Right.
His friend. His shipmate.
His friend.
His Nakama. More like Nakama.
R.I.P. Thatch.
I don't know. It's so weird. It makes me also think, like, you kind of dislodge something in my brain. Haki users, when you're using armament haki, makes your limbs dark.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does that tie to darkness in any sort of a way?
At least to us, the readers. Like,
Right.
I'm still not sure if that's in-universe or just for our benefit.
Yeah.
Visible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe. But, I mean, also, they both have the ability to bypass the kind of cheat devil fruit users in a way.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and this is maybe that a stretch, but I'm like, my no brain is thing. Doing a ping pong. so like, Haki is related to willpower, You know, I think about Zoro training his willpower and getting stronger. And I feel like a lot of our heroes we've seen draw their strength from the pain they've experienced. And Blackbeard's devil fruit amplifies his pain.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's something
a detail that he shared exactly once.
I'm just pinning red strings to my corkboard here.
Sure, that's what this episode's all about.
Yeah,
for real. I don't know. There's still a lot to know. He rose up pretty sight unseen to a four warlords position.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he only really used it to cheat the system and get access to the super prison, so he can free all the big nasties.
Well, it was a seven warlords, and now he's one of the four emperors.
And now he's a four. Now he's an emperor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Declared as such after the grudge war between the remaining Whitebeard pirates and himself.
Mm-hmm.
Which was off screen for us. It was during the time skip.
Do we know how that ended?
It sounds like poorly for the Whitebeard pirates.
Yeah, probably.
Well, also, Marco is missing, isn't he?
Right. Marco is missing. They seem to have been split up, and a lot of them are dead now because of Edward Weevil.
Not my pineapple song.
Oh,
wait, who's
right.
Edward Weevil again? Is he Brownbeard?
The new face.
No, he's Whitebeard Jr.
Oh, yeah.
The sad sack with the bad mom.
He ate the sad sack fruit.
Bad mom and big mom.
I hear Weevil and my brain stops listening and says goodbye to Exodia.
Say goodbye to Exodia!
Fucking dip.
A hero of the people, really.
Sure.
I mean, Pegasus wasn't going to ban that overpowered card. Someone had to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, what are the minks?
Well,
what are the furries?
They said that the humans are just monkey furries. What got no fur?
Yeah,
got no fur. Mm-hmm. Right. So, like, what happens if like can a mink eat a Zoan? Can a mink eat a smile fruit? Is Peckham's a mink, or is Peckham's a smile user, or like
Peckham's is a lion that turns into a turtle?
Yeah.
And if that's not enough for you, Jason, I don't know what to tell you.
Let him live.
If you can't be content with that.
They also appear to control electricity.
Yeah,
where'd that come from?
What's up with that?
Yeah.
Are they Pokemon?
Ooh.
Well, they had those gloves, right? Or was that natural?
It looked like it was coming through their claws.
Yeah, Carrot wears special gloves, I think, but the other two that Luffy fought, it was just them.
So that
the Guardians.
That's reminding me of like how we've seen other devil fruit powers be like disseminated among other people. So like Ace's flame fruit, you know, Luffy has his red hawk.
Luffy can red hawk. Sanji can Diablo Jambe.
And now we've got Enel. Lightning fruit, and these guys have lightning powers. The pacifistas had the pew pew lasers.
Kizaru's, yeah.
Yeah.
What is happening?
Yeah. It's about pirates.
What is a pirate?
It's about.
What do we know about the other emperors and their territories?
Essentially nothing. Okay.
Big Mom's territory is my heart.
Same.
She lives on a cake island.
Yeah. We haven't really heard Blackbeard.
Wait, is this a wedding Keikaku?
Oh Jesus!
Is that what that X mark was?
Please no.
Huh.
So what else do we know about them?
Okay, so it's Red Hair Shanks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's Kaido the idiot. It's Mom and it's
Mom who is big.
Mom is she a giant? And it's a
Blackbeard.
Yeah.
Formerly Whitebeard.
Right.
Yeah, Whitebeard was a cool guy, I guess. People liked his protection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kaido.
He doesn't. Yeah.
Has an island he likes. And cannot die, scary. But wants to die.
Wants to die real bad.
Yeah.
So I don't I can't really get a read on him or his personality right now. Like, it's way too soon.
Like, why keep being an emperor? Why not just, like, I don't know, live in a shack in the woods?
Right. And we don't know, we know absolutely nothing about Shanks as an emperor, except that people are afraid of him.
Yeah.
People are intimidated by him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We
do know that they each have territories.
Yeah.
Didn't Mihawk call him, like, a one-armed has-been at some point?
He did.
I wonder if he was just being...
A wild thing for a warlord to say to an emperor.
Yeah, maybe he was just being petty. You know, getting a little jab in.
It sounds like they have history. It sounds like they've got that kind of, like, this is my ex-boyfriend pirate.
I see that.
Yeah. But, like, they're exes, but, like, it was originally on bad terms, but now they're on good terms, so they still do brunch, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like that.
Mm. Oh, and it's remembering like other X marks. One, Mihawk's eyes, and Cavendish had them when he was doing the half-and-half thing. Two, Shanks' scar apparently received from Blackbeard. How?
It was claws.
the claws that we've seen him have.
I mean, the most obvious conclusion is that he consumed the powers of a Zoan type. And we haven't seen him. He hasn't needed to use it yet. Yeah, we haven't seen him use it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But also Shanks, like, that's important enough to him that it's, like, his symbol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It's very true.
He made it a part of his branding.
Yeah.
And his scar.
He didn't have the straw hat on his flag.
Right.
Mm. His scar, like, itches like a Harry Potter situation.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they don't call him Straw Hat Shanks, despite him wearing it for all these years. They call him Red-Haired Shanks.
Which, like, there's other people with red hair.
We've seen them.
Mm-hmm.
This might be a really dumb, simple question, but why have territories?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know. It's
why be landlords?
Pirate landlords. And also, like, at the same time...
It doesn't feel like... I don't know. We don't know that much.
I mean, is it a landlord situation, or is it a, like, you mess with my guys, I mess with you situation?
Well, it depends on the landlord. Mm-hmm. Because Big Mom is for sure a landlord, and her rent is... And
the impression we're getting, I think, is that the answer to that question depends on which of them, it is.
Mm-hmm. Like, how is Big Mom's situation any different from the Celestial Dragons?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You're paying tribute either way.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's tribute. The territories appear to be much smaller. It's only a small sliver
of the Grand Line.
Of the Grand Line, it's a sliver on a line.
Seems like an important sliver, but still very small.
Yeah.
What's the island density on the Grand Line like compared with the various blues?
The other blues?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hard to say.
Also, why bother with fever cards? Like, it's just a line. Like, it's mostly just gonna go this way or that way.
This is immaterial to the larger conversation, but I just want to bring it up because it's really funny every time I think about it. Do you remember that new log pose that we got on Fishman Island?
Oh,
yeah, the triple log pose.
Yeah, we have not used that thing once.
I am so mad that we have
since receiving it, because we kind of just keep ending up places as part of this ongoing Kaido plan.
Hang on. Didn't we even see three islands on the log pose?
Yeah, and Luffy chose none of them. Yeah.
Neither of them.
Which
a cool one that he saw, which is also just me playing Sea of Thieves.
Yeah, I think that's the appropriate choice for Luffy being given a choose your own adventure novel.
Absolutely,
you it's can't just, constrain I almost... me with your narrative conventions. He says,
"I'm gonna turn to the page I want.
I'm free."
Mm-hmm.
I almost feel like. Like, the point of that wasn't even for the thing to exist, it was just to have, like, a character moment, a moment for Luffy.
Yeah.
Where he just picks none of the above.
Which, that's worth it.
Sure.
Can you go backwards on the Grand Line?
If you know where you're going.
Because, like, it seems like your log post
no reason not
orients to the next island on the way you know, to Raftel.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't...
There's traveling... eternal poses.
Yeah. Are we traveling west to east?
Wait, which way does the sun go?
It goes east to west, right?
It's winter and I work 10 hours. I haven't seen the sun.
It's our fault.
Yeah, east to west. So which way are we going?
My guess is that one.
Huh.
We did start in the east blue.
Ah.
Yeah.
This is the last one, and then we can wrap up. again, don't know much yet, but what do we know about the D?
Oh, fuck all.
Yeah.
something storm.
There were people. It's a reference to a race of people.
Mm-hmm.
But also different types of people can get it.
It's like a...
Maybe.
Alias?
How is it... Yeah, how is it passed on? Like,
right.
I want to
interrogate law about this shit.
It's in families, mm-hmm. but like a lot of the people that receive it don't know what it means.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which seems to not be very useful. But still, those people attract a storm, have a fated path.
And I'm going to bring up my crackpot theory again.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm. Which one?
That I don't think Blackbeard is one.
Ooh. Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I dig
right.
it.
I think so. I think you're onto something.
And based on him studying history, I think he thinks he needs to be one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason. Mm-hmm. He's learned enough about them to know that he needs to be one to accomplish whatever he's trying to accomplish. Mm-hmm. That is my theory.
Mm-hmm. Which I don't know if I like that, if that's how the world works.
Well, if that's his conclusion.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right. That would be his conclusion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, you know, the... It doesn't necessarily have to be the era of the smile just because Dofi says it.
Yeah,
is.
That's fair. That makes sense. He's kind of saddling himself with imposter syndrome by saying, I have to be this thing I'm not in order to do what I want to do. Versus Luffy, who says, I don't know, that's just my name. I'm going to eat a hamburger and topple a government today.
Mm-hmm. And also the fact that Whitebeard, before he died, straight up told him, you're not the one Roger's waiting for.
Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Oh. Called you 2 through 10 because you are not the one.
All of that together tells me, at least, that he probably isn't one.
Mm-hmm. I dig it.
And is masquerading.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Something that we have noticed in at least two of them, which is Luffy and Roger, is the voice of all things.
Yeah.
Yes.
Being able to hear the voice of all things.
Which did we... Is the first time we heard that when Zoro heard it when fighting Does Bones?
I think that was the first kind of implication of it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The breathing in all things.
Yeah.
Yeah, the breathing, mm-hmm. and then, the breathing in steel.
And then Rayleigh gave it a term.
Right.
Because Robin asked, how could he read a poneglyph? And Rayleigh said, oh, he could just hear the voice of all things.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, that.
Like you do.
And then Luffy suddenly can understand Neptunian.
Right.
Still thinking about volume 24 when we first meet Blackbeard, by the way, of Zoro saying it wasn't just one guy.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, what's the deal with that?
Jesus Christ.
Wording on that is still extremely weird. It's interesting that Usopp, after the time skip, is getting more of a Viking aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Especially with, like, his pants, his costume, you know what I mean?
Yeah, very much so.
With how big of a fanboy he is of giants and Elbaf.
Very
Elbaf-inspired. Yeah.
And he makes
But also very botanically inspired.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is an interesting connection back to Noland again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Noland the liar.
Knew about plants.
He was a botanist.
Yeah.
And now Usopp's entire repertoire is special plants.
Mm-hmm. Mm, yeah, true.
That he learned about from Heracles.
He was the Tantata's great hero, and they are good at plants as well.
Also true.
Built him a statue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, also, hey, hang on. Uh-huh. There's I'm digging through old tabs, old arcs with unsolved X marks.
Mm-hmm.
Sea prism is only found in one place on the ocean.
Ooh, yeah, where's that?
Yeah.
Where the fuck is that, Tyler? Where's sea prism land?
Yeah. Any other lingering mysteries that you are looking forward to seeing as we catch up?
All of them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Every.
Sure. That's easy enough.
Dang. There was an X mark. I forget if it was marked off, but Frankie's parents were pirates.
Yeah. You're right.
Still haven't heard much else about them.
Yeah.
If there is anything to hear.
What's up about that? I'm totally fine if that's not a thing.
Yeah, it could be nothing.
I might almost prefer it if it is nothing. Like, yeah, they were just assholes. Yeah, gee.
I forget if I have brought it up on the podcast. I know I've talked about it on the Discord at least, but have I talked about Nami's name?
It means ocean, right? She's the only girl that isn't
a bird. Wave. She's one of the few.
Mm-hmm.
Presumably she got that name from Bellemare.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was an infant when she was found.
Yeah.
So I've always assumed that she was named for like the storm that they survived together.
Mm. What did Nochiko's name mean? And Nami's whole thing as a baby was like she was smiling. Mm-hmm. In the midst of all of that awfulness.
Nochiko's name is the Japanese yellow bunting.
Oh, she a bird. Okay.
She a bird.
Okay.
So this is a mystery that we will probably never get the answer to, and I think that's fine. It's just interesting to think about that Nami probably had a name that we'll never know.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
She could be a D.
She could
be a D her whole smiling. Life and never know it. Yeah.
You guys, she brings a storm.
Yeah. She literally brings it. That's her thing.
Holy shit.
Son of bitch.
You cracked it.
Any other thoughts before we wrap up this X Marks?
One Piece is really good.
And then
good,
we get back
guys.
To reading One Piece.
One Piece is very cool.
I like One Piece a lot.
Yes.
Well, savor it while we still got it.
No, don't say that.
We're coming for you.
It's going to be coming out for many years yet, man.
I know that. I just mean for the rest of this year. There's only so much left to consume.
Then
we'll start over. As is customary.
start the podcast over.
Yeah,
yes,
New Game Plus.
Go back turn the podcast to side B and hit play.
It's piecemeal New Game Plus.
God.
This is like not... We can think about this later, but I am kind of curious to see what you guys think of, like, East Blue again.
Oh, me too. I can't wait
when we do finally catch up.
See the X marks.
Like, we don't need to do, like, full episodes or anything, but it would be neat to see, like, if you guys wanted to reread those early arcs and get your future impressions on them, having the full scope of everything.
Yeah.
I've had the reread itch for a couple volumes now.
Oof, yeah. I didn't until, like, I caught up on Chainsaw Man and started watching the anime, and the experience of, like, being like, oh, X marks! I don't know how y'all do it, because I would not be able to contain myself.
Well, thank you all for listening. I appreciate everyone who tunes into this show every week, and I hope that you join us again next week when we go meet the cat viper.
You said meat. Yeah. Sounds like a cool cat. Meaty. Is it a meaty volume?
It's a meaty volume. until then, Jason, where can our Nakama find you on the Grand Online?
Hey, you can usually find me at twitch.tv/jcalves. That's JAYCALVES. I usually stream in the middle of the week towards the evenings if I got the time, but, you know, if you hit the follow bell, then you'll just know when I'm live. JCabs also takes you to, Twitter, Insta, all that stuff, when I update it.
Melissa?
Yes, I am Kristaya, KRISTAIA, on Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, Tumblr, probably some other places I forgot about. Sometimes I use them, sometimes I don't. It's like a game that we could play together.
Dave?
Yep, I am still Scythe, P-S-Y-T-H-E, on Archive of Our Own. Sometimes fanfiction gets posted there.
And Theo?
I don't do much on the internet, but if you happen to be in or around Dayton, Ohio, you can come to the Black Box Improv Theater. We have shows every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and I perform Thursdays and Fridays.
You can follow this show on Twitter at MealPeace, and pinned there is an invitation to join our fan Discord, The Mess Deck, where you can come and talk about the episodes we release, the volumes that we read in them, and there's also a spoiler section to talk about the remainder of the One Piece series. You can send an email, and we'll read it on the show, to piecemealpodcast@gmail.com. And I would also appreciate it if you could rate and review the show on your podcast service of choice and make it a 5-star rating so that all of the One Piece fans of the world can find it.
Which are another, for the 5 Elder Stars, which is another mystery we don't know about.
Oh God, you're right.
Yeah, I hope in 2023 we learn any of their names. That's Christ. My wish.
I hope they're named after cool stars.
Cool stars, you say?
Oh no.
God, we can't do anything.
You think there's a group of people named after cool stars, you say?
Ah, damn it.
I'll get my X mark sheet.
Oh, you're talking about Pokemon Christ. with the Team Star.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about.
Cassiopeia.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Really?
Yeah.
This has been Piecemeal. Keep dreaming.
And is there somebody with a dog devil fruit that's serious? Dog star.